As the years passed and I made more episodes of my TV series, Jerry was joined in my mental scrapbook by a handful of other characters whose fates I continued to be curious about long after the interviews were over. A UFO believer named Thor Templar, who claimed to have killed 10 aliens. A pimp named Mellow T, who was pursuing a career as a gangster rapper. A young porn performer who worked under the name J.J. Michaels. As I had with Jerry, from time to time I would phone or email and ask how everything was going. Gradually, my thoughts took shape in an idea. A reunion tour. A 6-month trip around the States, catching up with 10 of my most intriguing ex-interviewees. An update on both them and their weird worlds. The more I thought about it, the more I liked this idea. I'd been interviewing odd people for almost 10 years. I was ready for a break. It would be a chance to work in a different way, getting closer to the people I was covering, without the sense of performance that the camera inevitably brings. I hoped the changes in their subcultures might say something about changes in the world at large, the post-9/11 universe, Clinton's America versus Bush's America. In hindsight, the 90s may have been a kind of golden age for strange beliefs. Between the fall of the Berlin Wall and the attacks on the World Trade Center, all kinds of